Hey, H-bomb again, one more time. Let's wrap this best of the odds. Wrap it up. We've gone through number three last time with the Wind Waker, and we are on to number two. Rock Band 2. And I played it on 360, and it took the success of the Guitar Hero franchise and the Rock Band and Rock Band 1 and just took it up a notch. Biggest thing I like about it is that you can switch difficulty and or instrument and still keep the same storyline progress. You don't have to start over, do like a guitar story and then a vocals. And the music is awesome. The ability to import from Rock Band 1, as well as bring in music from Lego Rock Band, the track packs, and the fact that Harmonix just continues to support it with DLC, which that's why it won my award for best use of DLC. See, they didn't even need to release a Rock Band 3 last year. I wish Bobby Kotick and Activision would learn something. But yeah, the only thing that would make it better is more music by Bare Naked Ladies. But, yeah, Rock Band 2, it's my number 2, and number 1. Number one, Super Smash Brothers Brawl, which I actually had Melee in consideration for my list too, and I didn't play the original Super Smash Brothers until the N64 version hit Virtual Console. I didn't have an N64 until after the fact. I got one used, but, so going backwards, Melee definitely improved a lot, added a lot to the game from the original, and Brawl just took that to a whole new level. The, Adventure Mode, the Subspace Emissary, a lot more in-depth than Melee's adventure mode, which was something quick and easy, like the versus mode, the single-player versus mode, where you just go through a certain, whereas Subspace Emissary was a good long adventure, not too long, but characters they used. Awesome to see Wario, and I like what they did with the Pokemon trainer and getting Sonic in there. That's cool. Now, only if Sega and Nintendo would get together and do a Sonic and Mario side scroller. I mean, they've done the Olympics, they've done Sonic and Smash Brothers Brawl. But the original, well, not the original, but Melee is one I couldn't stop playing, and then Brawl just took its place. It's one of those games I always come back to, and that's why it is my number one game of the odds. And you know, that's my list, and I'll write this up for H-Blog shortly. And I even thought of my next list. My prediction / anticipation list. The top 10 of 2010. Between games that have been announced and I'm anticipating. Games that haven't been announced yet. Maybe they will, maybe they won't. But who knows? Until then, I'm almost out of time here. H out. Good night and big balls.